The following Dharma talk was presented at Common Ground Meditation Center, Minneapolis, Minnesota, as part of the monthly Guest Dharma series.
So again, welcome everybody. It's nice to see you here on our winter's night. And we're happy to have Bhante Sathi back. It's been a couple years since he's spoken here. But he's been very busy. Some of you know Bhante Sathi. He's been in town now in the state for, is it 5 years?
6 years.
6 years, and a couple of years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Seven.
So a long time. And he teaches mainly in the cities here and then also in Mankato. He has a class in Chanhazen. He's teaching now at Carlton in Northfield, Minnesota. And the organization that Bhante started, the Triple Gem of the North, now has a building in Mankato, a house that they're renting where they have some programs, and they've also purchased some land just outside of Mankato. And Bhante, with his students, hope someday to build a retreat site there. So they're going to put a mobile home on the land later this spring. So you'll be retreating there, hopefully, and not driving around so much. So, if you're interested in finding Bhante's programs, it's triplegemofthenorth.org, and we usually have the flyer downstairs on the bulletin board that you can check if you want. Otherwise, you can just go to Triple Gem of the North. They have a very nice website explaining all the programs and all the different places. So thanks again, Bhante, for coming.
And
if you can stay afterwards, we have a reception and a chance just to meet some of the people in the community. And hopefully we'll have some time for questions too for Bhante afterward.
How much will I speak?
Anything from 30 to 60 minutes, and then time for questions and discussion.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mark. Namo tassa bhagavato Arehato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arehato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arehato Samma Sambuddhassa Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Munirajasya Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayang Badanta
Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
Dear noble friends, I am very happy to be around you all again. Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you very much to you all. Old wise man saw a priest walking by the street. He reached to this priest and also he realized this priest looked very calm and quiet. Also, he thought this can't be just a priest. He might be very spiritual, developed person. He reached to this priest and he asked him, "Who are you?" He said, "People call me Buddha." What's that mean? The one who was awakened. The one who is awakened. Then this man asked, "What are you teaching about?" "I am teaching about now." "Why? How much important Buddha said, "That is what existing. That is the reality. Basically, that is what Buddha gave in the description about life. Life is this moment. Life is a moment. You did meditation. You meditate half an hour. Most of you might observe your breath, or most of you might observe something related to present moment. Basically, he says we are trying to get back to the present moment. Why? What is important? Why is this? Why are we talking about present moment? Just go back to our breath. Once when you focus your mind on breath, onto your breath, you see only you can inhale or only you can exhale your present breath. No matter how much you try, no matter how much you want, you cannot inhale your last breath or past breath. No matter how much you try, you cannot inhale your future breath. You have to be with present breath. Not only that, you have to be with present moment of your breath. It can be beginning of inhale or end of inhale, or maybe in between inhale and exhale, beginning of exhale, end of exhale, in between exhale and inhale. What we are doing now? You are sitting in this place. You are sitting on the cushion or you are sitting on the chairs. What is the reality? We are here. But we can go to past. We can go to future with our mind, with our memory. When we talk about this moment, or when we talk about present, we always can think past and future. Sometimes you don't like some of your past experience, sometimes you like. While you are driving, you might think, "Oh, what did happen yesterday?" If something happened beautiful, you are dreaming. one thought leading to another thought, what's going to be happened? We are ending in long story. Now, maybe finally you don't know how you start this story, we have to go. But what is happening with us? There are so many things changing inside of your body and your mind. We are creating stories. But you get idea in the, with the present moment. You are acting in past or in future, in the present. So Buddha said, we are not living. If you want to live your life, you have to learn how to get back to present. How to get back to present? Think something happened yesterday that you very like or you don't like. Maybe you are thinking about it, you regret, you worry. But no matter how much you worry, no matter how much you regret, you cannot change the past. This is interesting thing we have to understand. You can go to past and think, memorize. How come? Why cannot you go to future in the same way? Think and memorize. Number two. Whatever you are doing in the present, it will be effect to future. You can change your future by doing things at today, in today. But you cannot change the past by doing something today. So, if you think about past, present and future, that is how we are planning with our life. What Buddha said? Once who become awakened, Buddha named them, Buddha gave them a word. He called Akalika, which means one who does not go in with the time. Really, in the present moment, there is no time. There is no time concept in the present moment. That person is not aging. That person is not decaying. Why? Body and mind is two different entities. Pain, what really who we are? We are having sense experience when? Just now, this moment. We are experiencing something right now. When you start to compare this experience with your past experience or with your hope, what is going to be happened? You just compare. Then you get excited or you become unhappy. Another thing with present moment, with your real life, there is no unhappiness or excitement. Because you just feel what you see. There was an ascetic who was seeking ultimate truth. Then he heard about Buddha. He heard from the friend, and this friend told him, there's a Buddha living at a temple which is 3 months away. at that time. Now we are talking about 2,558 years ago, a story. They did not have airplanes and cars. Buddha living at 3 months away means he has to walk to get to Buddha, reach to Buddha. He was happy hearing that. Look at how much he needs Dhamma, how much he is seeking truth. He starts to walk towards the temple. 3 months later, after 3 months, it's a long journey. He visited this temple. When he came to temple, Buddha was not there. He was collecting food. He has gone to food collection. Then he wanted to go and see Buddha because now he is walking a long way around 3 months to see Buddha. He can't wait. Then monks asked him to come and stay and have food before go and see Buddha. He said no. He started to walk towards Buddha. He saw Buddha and he asked him, can you summarize your teaching? Can you summarize what did you discover? What you are teaching? Your teachings. Buddha said, actually, at first, he said, come back to temple. We are not talking or we are not teaching on the road while collecting food. We are not talking or we are not teaching. He said, no, please tell me, summarize your teaching. Buddha realized he will not live long. Buddha summarized the teaching. Ditte ditta mantha. What you see, it's just a picture. Sute sutta mantha. What you hear, it's just a sound. Mute muta mantha. What you feel and touch, it is just a touch and a feeling. Vinyate vinyata mantha. Thought or idea is just a thought or idea. Sometimes we call consciousness. Is it just consciousness? Is just a consciousness. He realized it. He did realize it. Look at. So what's wrong with us? Why don't we see this? When you see a picture, really, what is the picture? You see only colors there. But we don't see the colors. We see people in the picture, or we see place, and you recognize, oh, this is that place. Oh, this is common ground. Oh, this is Mark. You see the person there. But what is the reality? You just see the colors. Now, who created this picture? It's created by your head, in your mind. We have trained this long time. There's nothing wrong with seeing this. The wrong is, we don't see our emotion and what is happening with us because we have trained ourselves in this way by creating stories. We are going away from reality. Worry, and we are having anxiety, sadness, anger. Think about it. Most of the time you are having anger because of past experience. When you see a person, you don't see as a new person. There was a man at Buddha's time. He was very innocent man. Then he got a name. His name was Ahimsaka, which means innocent man. He went to school and then he was selected as the best student. His other friends were jealous with him. They became jealous. Then they made a story. They told the teacher, that this boy is having an affair with teacher's wife. Now teacher got mad with the student. There was a tradition. That tradition was, after graduation, teacher can ask the student any gift. Best student should give that gift to teacher. So then teacher thought, I better to revenge him in this way from the gift. He asked, I want a bracelet with 1,000 thumbs. 1,000 thumbs. So to have 1,000 thumbs, he has to kill at least 500 people. Otherwise, no one come and give, okay, take my thumb. So he said, no, I can't do that. But as a good student, he cannot say no. What it happened? He started to kill people. Now, king started to send some troops to catch this man. Now he became more and more violent and dangerous person, because same time he had to protect himself and he has to fulfill his teacher's desire. Now what happened? That time they did not have fridge and all those things to protect those cut thumbs. He was having a thumbs bracelet, and when some thumbs get decay, he took it off, and because he can give a decayed thumbs with the bracelet. Then he ended up by killing so many people. Now finally, he was collected only 999 thumbs, and Buddha was thinking, who should I help this morning? Then Buddha saw this person by his mind, and Buddha realized this man should have help from me, because this man is very smart. He can awake himself if he get my help. Then Buddha worked towards him. His mother also worked towards this man. Then this man first saw his mother walking towards him, and he thought, okay, even mother, now I have to find 1,000 thumbs. Then, when he is chasing his mother, he saw there is a monk walking by him. He thought, oh, I should kill monks rather than killing mother. He started to follow the Buddha. He started to chase the Buddha. Buddha had a strong thought, and he thought, this man may not come towards me. He should run at one place. Then this man is trying to run, but he can't run, because Buddha using his thought power or something. But Buddha is walking. Then this man asked him, please stop. Buddha said, this is very important. I have stopped myself, but you are running. He was wondering. He said, no, you are lying. I can't run. I am running at same place, at one place. I can't move myself. But while you are moving, you are saying, you have stopped yourself. Came Buddha said, you are talking about my body. I have stopped myself long time ago. You are still running. This man realized it. This man learned through that words. He did awaken. He was awakened himself. He became awakened one. Then he became a monk. The most wonderful thing was, people start to talk about this person as a dangerous person. Now, when he come back to temple with Buddha and start to recite with Buddha, people could not believe it. Once when he go out to food collection, what did happen to him? People start to run away from him because people got scared. Because people knew that dangerous person, not the new person. They start to throw stone. He was wounded. But he saw there was a pregnant mother who was trying to running away from him has fallen down. Also he realized now she is about to deliver a child on the street. He has compassion towards this woman. He returned to Buddha and he asked Buddha, what can I do? How can I help for this pain? Then Buddha said, use your mind and think something true, which is, you can say, I have never killed or harmed anybody after my birth. If it is true, may this lady give painless birth to child. History, that story was said, that lady gave painless birth to child. Not only that, new tradition start. After that, Buddhist mothers are still visiting monks before they give birth to child to get chanted. A pirit we call Angulimala Paritta. And still they believe they can give painless birth to child. What did Buddha told to that monk? He had killed so many people before he became enlightened or before he became awakened. But Buddha taught him to say, I have never killed anyone after my birth. Now, where is this birth? It is right now. What you feel, what you hear, everything has a birth. Also, everything has a death. Think about emotion. Think about feeling. Everything has a birth and death. It's right there. Who's carrying this? Who's giving energy to this to exist long time? It is our ignorance. Because of our ignorance, we don't realize it. We don't see the present moment. We don't see the moment. We don't see the reality of the life. We don't see the reality of the moment. We think it's a long time. And we are taking the experience memories, and you compare other people and you and experience with your past experience. Now, where is this thing? That way, we don't see that changed people. Your friends, they might be different person today if they realize something. They might have changed themselves than last week. Think about you. Maybe 10-15 years ago, you have done some mistake. You may not do those same mistake again right now, because now you see those are meaningless. You have changed yourself. Here, what we have to do? We have to train ourselves to see this moment. That way, we can have our life back. I don't want to speak long time, but I would like to tell you one more thing. Buddha said, if you want to walk on this path and develop your path, there are four qualities everyone should develop. Number one, Vyakta. You should know everything what is available in that time period, in that time at the world. Better to know everything what you should know, what is available. Vyakta. Number two, Visharada. Find which is beneficial to you and learn, study further much as you can. So there is no space for laziness with Buddha's teaching. There is no space for sleep and lazy, tired. Visharada, second one. You should learn and study. Then, Dhammanudhara. Compare with you and see how can I change myself and how this can affect to me. How can I change myself? How can I reach my goal? How can I develop my skill? How can I develop discipline towards thought, action and movement? Verbally, how can I develop my behaviors, disciplines? Dhammanudhara, third one. Fourth one, Dhammanudhara Patipattya, which means introduce habits, new habits, which is helpful to you, and cut off the habits which is harmful to you or society. If somebody work on with those four, they will develop themselves and they will walk on the path towards awakening. I think this is time to question and answer. So if you have any questions, we can discuss about it. Yes?
First name was to learn everything there is to learn.
Yes.
The second thing was to pick something up and learn more about it. I didn't quite get the difference.
Vyakta. Vyakta means learn and study everything which is available to learn. That means there's no excuse to say, I don't know that. If you know something I don't know, go and find. Because that means you better know it. Visharada, which means find out what are the areas you like to know more and go and find up to end. Maybe in our world might not don't know much as you can find, then explore yourself towards those direction. But you better to know first how this is going to be helpful to me or someone else. Visharada. The another quality with this quality, Visharada, it's called you will find out why this is important to know. If it is fulfill your desire, then you better to avoid it. If it is fulfill your ego, you better to avoid it. But if it is full, helpful you to develop yourself or discipline yourself or understand about you, then you better to find out. Visharada. Dhammanudara, third one. If I say it simply, just know about Dhamma. Know about Dhamma, everything about Dhamma. Dhamma means not just what Buddha taught. It's about your mind, truth. So basically, Buddha taught that. In Dhammanudara Pratipatya, introduce discipline and habits. Cut off the habits which is not beneficial, harmful to you or society. Like an example, when you realize, okay, meditation is good, then you better to introduce as a habit. When it's become a habit, then it is easy to sit down to meditate. So introduce habits.
The story about the man who was asked by his teacher to go kill 50 people for their thumb. Undoubtedly, this is a teaching story, right? Right? But it's full of, like, of course a person should not go out and kill 50 people, or no, 500 people
500.
For their thumb.
Actually, it was a real story. It was a real story. Yeah, it was a real story with the, it's matched with the Buddhist history and also Indian history. Yeah.
Okay.
Then finally that monk got a name, it's called Angulimala, which is having a bracelet with thumbs. If you read some sutras, there are sutras called Angulimala Sutra. And there's a chanting we call Angulimala chanting. So this introduced by that monk to bless pregnant mothers.
So then the Buddha says, it's important to stop. Okay. And that was the lesson he needed in order to stop.
Yeah.
And that's when
Buddha said, I have stopped myself long time ago, but still you are walking. So now, stop mean what? It's a physical body? Oh, what? You know that when you sit down for meditation, what is happening to you? You don't want thought. But matter is, thought coming without invitation, right? Now you have a trouble. How can I stop that? The thing is, you don't have to stop it. When you start to observe itself, do not give energy to produce new thought. Then slowly you can stop yourself.
Do you have any challenges to your practice for yourself personally?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, there are so many challenges really we can have, but we better to concern about those challenges. Especially body pains and sleepy, tired, laziness. You have to be really smart to avoid this. Because otherwise, you know, our mind is very smart. Your mind says, oh yeah, I am tired because of this. Your mind can find excuses to prove yourself. Yes, you are okay. And yes, I can meditate now because I was tired. Sometimes you feel really tired and sleepy. That's why better to introduce habits. When something becomes a habit, easy to maintain.
Do you have a habit that you suggest to combat sleepiness? Other than like sleep?
There are a few techniques you can come back to the you can come out of sleepiness. First you need effort. Then like a simple example, you can rub your hands, it will help you to awake. Or you can rub your ears, that's another method. If it is very difficult, stand up and walk. So, better to push yourself really. We need that effort. Otherwise, this body and this mind will not support us. Buddha gave a simple example. He said, practicing Dhamma is like swimming against stream, going against stream. What is happening? You come to common ground maybe once a week, maybe two times a week, swimming upstream. Then again you go and dealing with daily things, you are going backward. Again downstream. Again, when you think, oh, I need to go and meditate. It is at least better to come and meditate as a group. It is very important. Rather than practicing by yourself, it is very important to have a group, have a place just for meditation. So, I have no word to say how much you're lucky to have this place. Really, you have to use it. This is for us, this is not for anyone else. This is for your help, it's for yourself, it's for your mind. At least try to maintain yourself. At one point, you have to swim one time or two times per week to come back to the point where you stop. Then, as of I know, you have Moonlight Retreat, something like that. These retreats are very helpful because in these retreats, you can swim little further up and again maintain that point by having weekly or those regular meditation. If you can practice at home, that would be nice too. So better to introduce these habits. Then think, no matter what happens, I do that. Buddha said this. Once when you introduce this habit, then you think, okay, I can't meditate this evening. If you have that kind of knowledge before the evening, then okay, for this evening I'm going to meditate right now. Choose that time. Do not miss the present. Sit down that moment. Because you can do in the evening. Now, if you can do in the evening, then again you can do in the evening too. And he said, also you use it in the future. Oh, I could not do at right time yesterday. Then I'm going to have extra time today. We need push ourselves in that way to go with this path. This is not for anyone else. Once when you start to experience this, then you begin to realize how much beneficial. Not only that, then you might like to share with others. Because once when you start to experience peace, you see how much wonderful, how tasteful. You like to share with this experience around family, around friends, around people. Because you begin to realize benefit, how much beneficial. So we need to develop effort and determination. Yes?
For you, is it different to practice here in the United States than it is where, Hong Kong, where you're from? Is it different or harder?
Actually, place-wise, no matter where you are, you can do that. Cultural-wise, it is difficult here. Because in Sri Lankan culture, it is very familiar with Buddhist tradition, and here I have to drive, deal with so many things, which is I'm not dealing in Sri Lanka. So I have to pay attention and spend some time towards those. Then, what I'm thinking is, I like to share what I experience with the people, then I need to sacrifice my time and something for that. Because this is new to this culture. Like in Sri Lanka, I don't have to cook. I don't have to worry about food. We always have plenty of food and also, we are sharing this food with other homeless people and those people. But here, sometimes I have to cook myself. So, yeah, cultural-wise, it is not yet ready.
We're not ready?
We need some time, you know. We need some time to introduce this thing to this culture.
Spend time with other people from Sri Lanka who meditate?
Yes, Most of the time, weekends, I am having invitation from the Sri Lankan families who surround here. But that's the thing here. We have to understand two different things. There's Buddhist teaching, which is Dhamma, and Buddhist cultures. Practicing culture is not the Dhamma. Maybe you have heard this from me before. I like to explain that in this way. Buddhist teachings like water. You can put water into any kind of container. Water get the shape of the container. If you have water with cup, you call it water cup. If you have water pot, you said water pot. Tibetan Buddhism, Theravada, Vajrayana, Thai, or whatever you call, then you see these containers. And some containers are painted and beautiful, then you say, okay, I like this cup. But teaching inside this cup, inside this container, you have to drink the teaching, not cup. What we do most of the time, we are hanging around the cup and we are decorating and we name it, this my container. So, by teaching, Buddha's teaching into one direction. What is the beauty of this? This teaching is spread around other cultures. People took Dhamma teaching into their culture. Then they develop their culture with the teaching. They continue their practice, but they gave Buddhist face into the practice. Whoever practice more and more, then they get into the cup, they get into the Dhamma through the culture. Now, most of the time, we see and we are decorating this cup. So only few look inside and taste the Dhamma. But important is, without container, you can't hold the water. You have to understand that. Without container, you cannot have water. So better to have container also. But you don't have to borrow someone else's container because you have already your container. Simply you can say you have American culture. You don't have to loan someone else's cup and with water. You have to put water into your cup. Then it will not be foreign. Otherwise, what is happening? When you unsatisfy with your water or maybe painted water or something, then you are going to find some tasty water. Then you borrow with the cup, it's going to be only for little time because you're getting fed up with that cup too, which is because it's not familiar to you. At the beginning, or you think it's wonderful, it's good, but little later, you might be uncomfortable with that. That is what happened to us. That's why time of knocking Ashoka, he's the one who asked monks to go around other countries and spread the teaching. 230 years later, Buddha. One of his sons, called Mahinda, Bhikkhu Mahinda, he came to Sri Lanka. But the leader of the monk, Moggaliputtarissa, he advised these monks, do not do anything to their culture, just teach them Dhamma, teachings of Buddha. They will take care of their part. You can just give the teaching. So, we have to concern, we have to think about that. First realize, how can I shape my container with this teaching? If you see some holes, you have to plastate and make a strong container. Sometimes, if you don't see the water, what you see is, you will pass empty cup to next generation. That is what's happening in some Buddhist countries in Asia. Like, it is very sad to say, I'm not going to say which country. Recently I met two monks. Then, when we talk about meditation and this teaching, they think Buddha will come again. And, oh, Buddha will look at me right now. So, they have kind of same idea, kind of with the God concept. And they think Buddha reborn again and again and again. So which is, don't have even basic knowledge. But they know how to maintain and how to conduct those rituals and cultural thing. There's nothing wrong with them. But these monks are very nice. They are open to learn. They want to study. But look at the culture. What is happening? Now, last generation has passed them only cup without water. We have to concern about that. Taste the water. Use the water. Pass cup with the water to next generation. So I think it is 8:26.
Thank you so much, Padre.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, everybody. And I wish may you all develop and may you all can work towards this enlightened way and may you all understand ultimate happiness and peace. May you all receive. May you all awaken yourself. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.